Denzel, can you talk about just your reaction to being drafted by your hometown team and how exciting this is for you?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's a blessing. This has been my childhood dream, just to get here to the NFL draft and to be drafted by the Browns and be able to go back home to my hometown and play there. It's just a blessing, and I'm just so excited to get there and get to work.
Hey, Denzel, becoming the fourth overall pick, I mean, did you have a feeling that the Browns could pick you here? And just what does it mean to become a top five pick? How much pride do you take in that?
Yeah, I kind of knew a little bit. I didn't know exactly, but just what the coaches were telling me, they sounded like they had a lot of faith in me and like they were leaning towards drafting me. And it's exciting. It's an honor to be drafted at the pick I was picked at, fourth in the entire draft, and it's just great. I'm just ready to get to work.
Denzel, can you just talk about the tradition of cornerbacks at Ohio State, and do you feel you just fall right in line with what preceded you?
Right. When I was getting recruited, Coach Combs, I remember him saying that he wanted to coach first-round draft picks and he wanted to win championships. So that kind of sold me to go to Ohio State. And when getting there, Coach Meyer, Coach Mick, all those guys, they got a standard set in place where they don't expect nothing less to be a first-round draft pick and get guys from the league and be able to produce. So it's definitely an honor.
Hey, Denzel, playing cornerback in the National Football League can sometimes be a lonely job, and the spotlight's, you know, typically on you as you're on an island by yourself. What excites you about that challenge, and what is it about your game that you think you'll be able to make such a seamless transition?
Yeah, I love corner. The thing about corner is man-on-man, is you versus the man across from you. So I just love that competitive nature guys bring to the table. It's exciting just to be there, be on the field with those guys you're competing with, and knowing that you got to make a play. So I'm just excited about that.
When you were preparing to face Baker Mayfield, what were the different things that you had to keep in mind during the preparation? And what were the thoughts about Baker Mayfield that crossed your mind during the game?
Yeah, Baker Mayfield, he's a great quarterback. When going against him and for preparation against him, we knew that he was definitely a mobile quarterback. So we knew, like, we may have to be on our guys a little longer and cover a little longer. So you just got to know that and stick with your guy and don't get your eyes off your man.
And the same token, Darnold, what was your thoughts on Darnold when you guys went up against him, what your concerns were? And obviously you had a pretty good day against him.
Yeah, our guys did. I didn't play in that game. That was the Cotton Bowl. But Darnold, he looked like a very good quarterback as well.
Denzel, you're not as tall as some corners. What do you do to maybe make up for that? What are your other skills that allow you to be the player that you are?
Definitely my speed, but outside of my speed, it's all about timing, playing the cornerback position. So even though I may not be the ideal size or height that some people would like, it's all about timing and being able, once that receiver, if the ball gets to his hands, playing through his hands or tracking the football. So I would say timing. I feel I have a natural instinct to find the ball and play through the receiver's hands.
Hey, Denzel, with being the fourth overall pick, there's going to be really high expectations. What do you think of having that kind of pressure on yourself, and what makes you confident you'll be able to live up to it?
Yeah, I'm very confident in my ability, and I look forward to that pressure. Being at Ohio State, it's pressure all the time there. Everybody's on edge there, so it's kind of nothing new having the pressure on me, and I look forward to taking on that challenge and seeing what I could do at the next level.
Denzel, Justine Anderson from ESPN. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Can you just confirm to me whether or not you had a pre-draft visit with the Browns, and if so, what do you recall about the visit and or your interactions with defensive coordinator Greg Williams? What were they trying to get across to you? What were your impressions? What did they go over with you and or at the combine?
Yeah, I did have a visit with the Browns, and it was exciting. I just went to the facility. They showed me around. I met all their coaches and everybody. I met with Coach Walker. And me and Coach Walker, we watched film, watched their film and their technique and everything, and talked about some things that I could work on as well. And I just had a good feeling with the Browns and meeting with their whole staff.
Did you leave here thinking you were going to be picked by them?
No, I didn't. Honestly, I didn't know who exactly was going to pick me, but I'm glad it was the team that did.
Hey, Denzel, being a Northeast Ohio native here, you're obviously familiar with the struggles of this franchise for years. How excited are you to be considered one of the cornerstones now here to try and turn this thing around?
Yeah, it's an honor because I feel like they're definitely trusting in me to kind of help be on the wave of turning the system around. And I look forward to that challenge. I look forward to any challenge that people place on me, and I feel like I'm going to end out on top.
Hey, Denzel, you're another in a long line now of defensive backs from Ohio State who have been drafted high in the first round. I was wondering if any of the guys, Eli or Garyon or Marshawn, gave you any advice that proved valuable during the process.
Yeah, definitely. I talk to those guys like every day. They give me advice throughout the whole process. They're just saying when I get drafted, make sure I hit the playbook immediately because you got a certain time frame. You're going to have to learn the system. So I definitely plan on doing that.
Denzel, we saw what kind of impact Marshawn made right away last year as a rookie. How prepared do you think you are for the NFL, and what kind of rookie season do you think you can have?
Yeah, I definitely feel that I am prepared. I know I still got a lot of things I got to work on, but I do feel that I could come to the Browns and help this team out and help us win games.
Denzel, Josina again. I have a question. Could you clarify that you said that you specifically spoke to Eli Apple through the pre-draft process? And if that's the case, you know, Eli Apple with the Giants had a very up-and-down year on the field and off the field. And I'm wondering if in any of your conversations there was something that he talked to you about that or you learned from him with that.
That I learned from him about what?
Just on the field with his experience being with the Giants, and then obviously he had some, you know, tumultuous experiences at the end of the season with the Giants as well, getting suspended, having some things going on with his family and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you have to ask him about some of the issues, or off the field issues that he had. I didn't speak to him much about that. But on the field, he just talked about staying consistent and learning to play the next play, definitely.
Hey, Denzel, you mentioned the respect you had for Baker's playing ability. What did you think about the confidence and swagger that he played with? And then, of course, the incident with the planting the flag there at Ohio Stadium.
Yeah, I definitely love and respect Baker Mayfield's competitive nature. Yeah, I obviously not like the planting of the flag at Ohio State, but we're on the same team now, so we got a new mission to accomplish.